Following last month's fatal police shooting of Keith Scott, community leaders and protesters called on CMPD to be more transparent and accountable. Major Johnny Jennings says the new site has been in the works since last year and was recommended by a White House task force on policing. The idea is to have information on police shootings in one place.
If you go to the open data source, there's a narrative that goes along with it. You can also see what the results are, what the district attorney's decision was on the cases, you know, what we acted on as far as the police department is concerned. You know, some of the data that you're going to see in the open data source, it was accessible, but it wasn't accessible in one specific location.
The site includes the race, age, and gender of people they shot, but it does not include names, full dates, and the most recent police-involved shootings. For example, the Keith Scott fatal shooting last month still is not listed.
All of this has to be vetted and approved to be released, the information that we put out there. Obviously, when you're talking about officer-involved shooting, there's some sensitive information that we have to make sure that we are able to share and put out. I think like Mr. Scott's incident will be out there very soon. Some of the data is not going to be actual real time.
The site's narrative of the fatal police shooting of Jonathan Farrell in 2013 includes an inaccuracy. It says he immediately ran toward police as they exited their vehicles. Video of the incident shows him slowly walking up a sidewalk toward police and running when taser dots appeared on his shirt. It doesn't mention that he was unarmed or had just been in a serious car accident.
We do want to make sure that it is accurate to the best of our knowledge at the time that it's put out, so I have to look at that one.
The site, which Jennings says is a work in progress, also includes police traffic stop information, and it breaks down the demographic information for each division of CMPD. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.